I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Yes, Scoot.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm really good.
That's good.
I'm great.
Let's see. Now, the other day, you were saying that you didn't know if Trump had, when he was talking to that Christian group, you said you didn't know if he said he was a Christian or wasn't one.
That's
I got curious.
Wait a minute, I dealt with that right after that because I heard it and I said it says.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, I checked because I got curious about it. You know,
did you?
I said, well,
to
let me see if I can find that. So I did, and yeah, he said he was a Christian. But here's the thing.
But you could see where somebody would say, where could pick out of there, I'm not a Christian. It's the way he said, I'm a Christian, that one part is a little jumbled, and I can see
I
how
didn't
people
know.
Could
it wasn't when I heard it.
Okay, well,
I... Well, it wasn't when I heard it. I sent it to you, in fact. I sent you an attachment.
Well, Janice, he only said it that one time. I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it,
and I... And I heard what he said.
I responded on the air.
I'm a Christian.
I can understand how people could take it either way.
But here's the thing, I didn't challenge
what he said.
Yeah, okay. Well, when he said, though, they're talking, and, you know, he was talking, and when I read this, I didn't hear it at first. I had read it, and it had me a little puzzled. I'm shaking my head a little bit. But here's the thing. I also recorded this, and it was in the recording I sent you. He said that in the next 4 years, things are going to be so good that you won't have to vote. And
you won't have to vote again. So I know. What did that mean?
Why, the man, for one thing, this is one thing that he doesn't, that a lot of people don't understand about him.
And you
he
do.
Has a very dry sense of humor. And
yeah.
Sometimes he says something, and it's, you know, it's like, okay, Whoopi and Joy and all, and they were saying how, oh, he's going to be a dictator. Okay. Well, he picked it up. He picked it up. And he said, yes, I'm going to be a dictator. On day one, for one day, I'm going to drill, baby, drill, and secure the border. And it was funny. Then the next day, they picked up on it. Oh, see? Oh, he admitted it. See? He said, you know, he's going to be a dictator.
When it comes to the voting, Janice, before you move on, in that case,
yes.
I thought Donald Trump was kidding. I didn't hear the humor in you'll never have to vote again, and with some things I know about Project 2025, I was concerned
about. I don't
care
about Project 2025,
Janice,
and here's the thing about the voting.
Janice, I was speaking.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You should be. I was speaking.
Yes, right. Okay.
Why don't you just go ahead and finish, since you're up on your soapbox?
Okay, what I was going to say is this. This is my point. They're talking about wanting to change the voting process. They're saying that it would be better not to have all the machinery, to have one-day voting and paper ballots.
That's not what I'm concerned about.
Paper ballots, I know. Paper ballots and one-day voting. So if he was going to abolish voting, they wouldn't be talking about that. The man is not going to abolish voting. He was a good president before. He'll be a good president again, and I'm tired of people knocking him.
Hey, stop getting angry, Janice. I mean, why are you getting
bent out of shape? Yes, I am, because I'm tired of people knocking him.
What did he do before
that was so horrible?
Janice.
He was a good president.
Janice, calm down, okay?
Well,
you've made this your career, so I understand your passion.
Yes, this is your career. Because it's important.
Well, not everybody can sit around and do what you do every day, because some of us have full-time jobs and we don't have the time.
Well,
what are you mocking me because I have a full-time job? Are you mocking me because I have a full-time job?
Well, I do. No, I do not
but
have
Janice,
a job any
you
longer.
Have, you have the liberty to spend time in front of your computer and concoct all these things. And I want to tell you.
No, I'm not concocting
Janice,
anything.
Janice, I'm not finished. Will you please? Will you please?
People are downing Trump. He was a good president before. The man never said he was going to abolish
all right.
voting.
All right, Janice.
When did you hear? He's not
Janice,
trying to insinuate that he's doing away with voting, Scoot.
He said... He said you won't have to vote again, and there's a way to take that. Janice, who did more drilling on federal land, Biden or Trump?
Trump.
Biden.
Trump.
Biden
no,
did.
No, not Biden.
Biden.
Biden did away with the Keystone Pipeline
Biden
when he first
drilled,
got in on the first
there's,
day in
there. Was
there.
More drilling on federal land, and you do
Kamala
not have information. Janice?
Kamala Harris doesn't want drilling, and she doesn't want fracking.
Janice,
and when you don't,
I'm giving
when you, don't
you, a,
do, you don't get your own oil
I'm
and you
giving,
have to buy it from other countries. It costs more.
I'm giving you facts here, Janice. Biden
yeah, you're
drilled...
Giving your facts.
No, I'm
your
giving
facts.
You facts. If
your
you,
version of facts.
Janice, if you looked
their
up...
prices went up. Inflation has gone up.
Janice,
things have
inflation,
gone up under Biden.
Inflation is going down
Biden
a little
is not
bit.
Good, nor will Kamala Harris be.
All right.
Kamala Harris is against fracking and drilling. I heard it out of her own face.
Okay, we are...
And
we're
not
at a
energy
point.
Independent,
we're
prices
at a point.
Are going to go up.
We're at, a,
will go up.
We're at a point where we're at a point now where the U.S. is reaching record amounts of drilling on U.S. land and federal land. There's more drilling on federal land under Biden than there was under Trump, and that's a
well,
fact.
Kamala Harris.
Okay,
Kamala
well, wait.
Harris
so, do you recognize that you answered the question incorrectly? So, there was more drilling on federal land under Biden than under
okay,
Trump.
Let's just assume that for a minute. Okay, let's just say there was. Kamala Harris has said that she's not in favor of fracking, she's not in favor of drilling.
Okay.
So if she wins, let's see what's going to happen with the drilling then. They want to do away with gas. They want everybody mandatorily to have an electric vehicle. Trump wants to give people choice.
That's not
yes,
true.
Yes, it is.
That's
they
not
to,
true.
Yes, they
that
want to abolish gas.
Janice, that's the way you have interpreted it, but that's simply not
oh,
true.
Oh, no, it's not the way I've interpreted it. It's the way I've heard it said.
Janice,
now, that's
the,
it. That's
oh, well,
fact,
okay.
Jack.
It's the way you've interpreted what has been told to you in terms
what's
of the people.
What's been told to me? No, I heard it out of her mouth. By 2035, she wants everything to be electric vehicles.
That's not true.
That their is, goal that is eventually do away.
Janice, this is
with,
rhetoric. This is right-wing
no, is
brainwashing
rhetoric.
Rhetoric. It is rhetoric.
No, they, it is not
they're
rhetoric.
Not gonna,
and
they're
if
not
people
gonna,
like you don't wake up, we're going to be
not,
in an awful lot of trouble
gonna,
in this country.
They're not
going
to force you to drive an electric vehicle. I mean, I'm way over having to go to a break, but you've been so comical that I've got to leave you on
no,
for
I'm
just
not
a few
comical.
Minutes. It's
I'm,
funny.
I'm telling you how it is.
No, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong when it comes to some things, and I want to tell you now that a lot of the stuff that you send me, I immediately see it's from you, and I delete it, because you send me so much BS over the years that I have no reason to believe that what you send me is accurate. You find stuff from deep, dark websites, and it's not true. And, you know, you're sitting there and your full-time job is to support Trump, which is fine, but not everybody has the luxury of sitting around doing that for a living. So I have to work. I have work to do before and after my show, and then I have my show to do. And it's just fascinating to me. And I mean, it's fascinating to others when people hear how deep into this you are and how willing you are to accept things that are not factual.
In my office, I have a bottle of wine and a bottle of Maalox. I don't know which one I need worse right now, so I'm just going to grab both, and I'll be right back. Okay.
All right.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.